Come on, Houston, Dallas, Stephenville, Waco, Channelview, Alpine, Austin, McAllen, Abilene, and all points in between. No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this November 29th, 2016. I'm David Brown. It's great to have you with us. A shout out to Brownsville today, where mosquito repellent has been reinstated as a Medicaid benefit. This, as Texas officials confirmed the state's first locally transmitted case of the Zika virus in a 43-year-old woman there. Zika's been linked to birth defects in babies. Health officials are going door to door in a 20-block radius of the woman's home. They say Texans should not freak out. They do not believe the virus will become widespread here, but people in warmer parts of the state do need to take basic precautions to protect themselves from skeeters. For those still looking for signs of the apocalypse, there's this item. For the first time in nearly 20 years, a Texas team is not in the Associated Press top 25 college football poll. But the Lone Star State remains in the national headlines nonetheless after reports emerged that the college student who ran a car into a crowd of people and then began a stabbing spree at Ohio State University yesterday was a Somali refugee from Texas. Last night, Governor Greg Abbott tweeted, quoting here, "This is why I removed Texas from the refugee relocation process. I will not be an accomplice to importing terrorists." The Texas Standard's Laura Rice has more.
Ohio police are still trying to determine why exactly 18-year-old Abdul Razak Ali Artan attacked a crowd on the Ohio State University campus Monday. Artan was born in Somalia, but came to the United States as a refugee. And actually, it appears he came to Texas. Catholic Charities of Dallas CEO David Woodyard says that matches their records.
It does appear that he is a match for our records for someone that was here with his mother and six other siblings for a total of 23 days in June of 2014.
Woodyard says Catholic Charities of Dallas provided temporary housing for Artan's family and tried to help them assimilate. The resettlement group's mission hasn't changed, though Texas recently decided to pull out of the federal refugee program. This morning, Texas Governor Greg Abbott told Fox and Friends Monday's attack underscores his concerns.
I knew that refugees were coming in from terrorist-based countries posing problems like this. I could not be an accomplice to importing terrorism into the United States of America.
Abbott says he wants the U.S. to stop accepting refugees from countries such as Somalia, Syria, and Yemen, saying it leads to a higher probability of an incident like the one at OSU on Monday.
It is insanity that the United States of America will not safeguard our people by bringing in people from terrorist-sponsored nations.
Catholic Charities of Dallas CEO David Woodyard says that position's not sensible.
We are very hopeful that people don't judge the many by the actions of the one. Many crazy things happen in our world today and in our country and our communities, and they're happening for all different reasons from all different people, sadly, very sadly.
In his TV interview this morning, the governor also used the incident to reinforce his position on campus carry, saying the Texas policy could help stop a violent attack like the one at Ohio State more quickly. In yesterday's incident, OSU campus police killed Artan. 11 were injured, one critically. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.